It's there. Light and all gods. It's there.
Tay gasped and his eyes snapped open.
We did it!
The quarter jumped upright and froze with their heads up, unbelieving. Even before the sound of the giant wings reached their ears, before the grass flattened from the swoosh of air, high above, a magnificent silver beast glided down, circling over the glade. The dragon landed with a heavy thud, claws furrowing in the ground. The sunshine gleamed and glittered on its wings and body, the thousands of scales yielding a nacreous shine. Slender and gracious, it seemed almost ethereal despite its size. The beast let out a short screech, then fixed its gaze on the stars. Its eyes were blue and bright, like the drop of summer rain.
Light and all gods,
Tay breathed out.
They're real.
Her name is Kriye,
Antares said, reading the dragon's thoughts.
She was intrigued, so she came to find out what we are doing here. The restlessness of youth.
The great star smiled.
Oh, really?
Asteri curiously studied the visitor again.
How young is she?
Quite young. She would be a teen if she were human.
Kriye turned to the sound of Nasteri's voice, regarding him for a moment, then suddenly nuzzled at his shoulder, strongly enough to knock him over. Dragons don't laugh, but Nasteri could swear he saw a hint of snigger in her eyes. He got up, dusting himself off.
Could you tell Kriye, please, that we need to get down to the valley over there?
Tay said to Antares.
We would like to ride on her back.
The young dragoness found a place amongst the rocks and lay down, wrapping her tail around. She shook her head at Tay's words.
Kriye says it's a terrible idea.
Antares translated again.
Even if you did manage to climb on her back, you wouldn't last a moment there. The wind would blow you off as soon as she took up. And with the four of us around her neck, it would likely upset her balance.
Ah, sure.
Tay rubbed his forehead.
Makes sense. I didn't think that one through.
How unusual.
Nasteri's tone dripped with irony.
Shut up.
Tay grimaced.